Over to Britain now, where a government decision is expected in the coming days on whether Catholic adoption agencies will be exempt from new anti-discrimination laws on adoption by gay couples. The Catholic Church in England and Wales says its teaching prevents its agencies placing children with homosexuals and has warned they may have to close if bound by the rules. Catholic adoption agencies handle around 4% of all adoptions each year, but they deal with about a third of those children judged most difficult to place. The head of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, has written to Prime Minister Tony Blair, urging an exemption from the legislation for the Catholic adoption agencies. Speaking to me here in Rome last week, the Cardinal spelt out the Church's position on this very delicate issue.
It is because the government have in mind to pass regulations on discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation in the provision of goods and services, which I suppose means that people who are homosexual have every right to anything in terms of goods and services in any part of the country. Now, many parts of that it could be acceptable, and clearly the Catholic Church condemns any unjust discrimination against people who are homosexual. Indeed, the Church teaches that they must be accepted with respect and compassion and sensitivity. That's clear. However, with the question of adoptions, it's quite clear to me and to the bishops that to oblige our Catholic agencies in law to accept applications from homosexual couples as potential adoptive parents would require them to act against Catholic teaching. And our agencies are required to recruit and approve approved, married, and sometimes single people to meet the needs of children for whom adoption has been identified as being in their best interest. I want to say that our agencies for adoption are excellent, and they treat the children who are the most vulnerable, the most maladjusted, and I think the government have and social services have benefited hugely from their partnership with the Catholic Church. And so we're not saying that homosexual couples should be debarred everywhere. If they want to, there are other agencies. But for Catholics, we in conscience could not accept them because of our teaching about the foundations of Catholic marriage, Catholic teaching about family life. So we're asking the government for fair play, especially for those children, whether they're Catholic or not, who benefit from our services. And I think if in law we were forced by the government, because we work with them, funding is partly government, partly the Catholic community, if we were forced to accept this law, then it would be difficult, it seems to me, for our agencies to continue. We could not act against our consciences in this matter.
The media in Britain is seeing this as a kind of ultimatum, isn't it? Either you accept what we're asking for, or else we may have to take away, remove this valuable work, this valuable service that we're providing.
Yes, I wouldn't have used the word ultimatum. I think we're appealing to the government to consider a very large part of the community of their country, who in conscience can't accept totally these particular regulations. And in fact, nothing is lost by finding a way around them for the Catholic community. Other agencies, state agencies, can fulfil the totality of the law. They should say enable the Catholic service of adoption to continue what they're doing, and doing with the utmost, not just generosity on our part, but also recognition by the government and by all the social services, what a marvellous job we are doing for the most disadvantaged children.
There's also a willingness on the part of the Church to direct a gay couple which presents itself to one of the Catholic agencies, to direct them towards other agencies that would deal with their case.
I think that's very important. If a homosexual couple were to come to our agencies, they'd be treated with respect and sympathy and given advice, but also signposted, as it were, to another agency who would be able to consider their application.
Catholic adoption agencies in Britain have a particularly good record in the service that they provide of being very attentive to the particular needs of children, of specific children, and also particularly have a particularly good record of, as it were, carrying through and providing support to adoptive families.
Professor John Haldane is director of the Centre for Ethics, Philosophy and Public Affairs at St Andrews University in Scotland. He says that Catholic agencies are the main non-state provider of adoption services when it comes to the most tragic and difficult cases involving children requiring adoption.
The difficult cases being hard to place children, children with physical and mental disabilities, children who've had a difficult upbringing or a lack of upbringing and so on. So the Catholic adoption agencies, along with others, the Anglicans, the Jewish agency and so on, although they deal with a minority of cases, the state is the main provider of adoption services, they are dealing with some of the most tragic and difficult cases. These days, the principal demand on adoption agencies, state adoption services, is really coming from couples who have been unable to have children themselves and are sort of looking, infertile couples, say, and who are looking for a child to complete their family. Whereas traditionally, the Catholic adoption agencies have been more likely to place children with couples that already have their own children. So the Catholic adoptive parents tend to be people who have a Christian commitment to providing a family home. It's not that they're going to the adoption agencies, as it were, in desperation for the want of a child, although that there will be those cases as well. So if this ceases, it's not only that there will be the difficult cases of children who are left behind, but also a certain kind of adoption is likely to become rarer. That is to say, adoption into a well-functioning, ongoing family.
Professor John Haldane, Director of the Centre for Ethics, Philosophy and Public Affairs at St Andrews University in Scotland. And earlier you heard Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.